I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Charlie. Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Charlie, what's up?
Nothing much. How are you guys doing?
Well, it was getting a little heated there. Sorry you had to be part of that.
I was going to say, it sounds like you guys are having a stern discussion.
Yeah, getting a little hot. It's getting a little hot.
You know, Charlie, I want to bring out a couple of different things. Number one, when you look at Kyler Murray here, Heisman Trophy winner at Oklahoma this past season, you know, a wonderful young college quarterback, and has made the decision to pursue the National Football League. You know, you had a choice. You were a great football player, Heisman Trophy winner, Florida State national champ, and a basketball player as well. You know, you ended up choosing the NBA. And playing with the Knicks. What about Murray's decision here? When you look at Kyler Murray, the college quarterback, with his size and today's game, do you think his game translates to the NFL?
First of all, he made a decision, just like we all have to make decisions and, have to live with those decisions. So, I'm grateful that he had the choice or the option being able to play or have an opportunity to play in two major league or professional sports. So that's, commendable on his part. He put himself in that position. And I guess as far as him being able to play in the NFL today, of course the game has changed and there are a lot of guys who have come before him that have been successful, like Baker Mayfield, Drew right. Brees, and Russell Wilson. Those guys just come to mind who kind of opened the door for the smaller quarterbacks to be able to thrive and be successful. And so it's, someone has set the precedent for him. So he has the opportunity to go in and, continue to play as a smaller quarterback. The door is open for him now.
So, Charlie, would you agree that it's, as far as an offensive standpoint, for a guy like a Kyler Murray, it's very important what type of system he goes in, being that, we don't know his height, right? He could be 5'9", could be 5'10". They list him at 5'10", which you might assume he's 5'9". Now, for those that don't know, you, Charlie Ward, didn't have this. You were, what, 6'2"? I think you're playing height.
I'm 6 foot.
You're 6 foot. Oh, you're six foot. All right, we'll see. Okay. Well, still, you're above 6 foot. You're 6 foot. But the thing is, with Kyler Murray, do you feel that the key is which style offense would be best for him, because the way he moves, his footwork, his speed, his athleticism, he's great at throwing on the run. Do you think that's important for him to be put in the right system wherever he gets drafted?
Well, that's true for any quarterback. You can't, the system has to fit the quarterback's strengths, and that's in any situation. And so I'm sure wherever he goes, they'll adapt to his strengths. And I think he's done a good job of proving that he can throw in the pocket. He can also move around and throw, and he can use his legs to, get first downs and those types of things. So I don't think he's a cookie cutter when it comes to, one style. Drew Brees is another guy, that's smaller, but he's more of a pocket passer. He can move in the pocket, work the pocket, and throw the football and do different things. Russell Wilson is, very similar to Kyler because he uses legs to create plays for the offense. And, he can also stand in the pocket and throw. So, that's true for anyone that comes in.
Right, right, gotcha.
Even the Haskins kid, he has to be in the right system for him to be able to thrive. So I just think wherever he goes, they'll find a way to, play to his strong points.
Charlie, if If I take, you know, a 93 Charlie Ward, right? If I take a Heisman Trophy winning Charlie Ward, you know, helping win a national championship at Florida State, a Heisman Trophy winner, when you're, that decision was being made for you, and put you in 2019, right? I take you in the as a young collegiate athlete. Are you making the same decision and choosing basketball over football?
It definitely made it tougher because, you know, in this day and time, you know, they're giving the six-footers legit opportunity to be a first-round draft pick. And, you know, when I came out of college, you know, my statement that I made was, you know, if I would have gotten drafted in the first round in the NFL, then, you know, I would have played football because they had the first draft. But if I wasn't going to get drafted in the first round, I wish I had a third or fourth round grade at that time. You know, now I was going to consider my other options. And so when I knew that I was a third or fourth round pick, based upon my height and arm strength and those types of things that I proved that I could do, and my height was going to be my height, I knew that I wasn't going to be a first round pick. It wasn't a legit opportunity. So I started to work a little bit harder, a little bit more on my basketball game so that I could, you know, have a good showing in the pre-draft camps.
Hey, Charlie, let me ask you, you know, do you think it makes it a lot harder in this day and age for athletes like a Kyler Murray to make a decision on which professional sport to play because of social media, you know, because it's everywhere, right? As you know, it's everywhere, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all this stuff. And people, you know, athletes just can't make a move without some kind of scuttlebutt or buzz from somebody hearing something. Do you think that makes the decision a lot harder? Do you think it would have made it harder for you back in the day? Like, talk on that if you don't mind.
Well, social media definitely is a game changer in a lot of ways from, you know, my time in college to today. And I don't think it makes the decision harder. Because there are people who are giving their opinions on what he should do. But, of course, just like all of us, we have to make our decisions based upon what we feel is best for us. And we have a circle of influence that we have around us to be able to give us, you know, great insight on what we think is best. And then it ultimately comes down to what you, the person, decides. So, you know, for me, I prayed about it. My family, you know, gave insight. But just like I told Kyler, you know, when you make a decision, you know, make it, you know, take your time to do it. But when you do it, you know, don't look back and have no regrets on what it is that you've decided to do.
We're talking to Charlie Ward, former Florida State Seminole star, quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner, former Nick in the NBA, doing great things with the Charlie Ward Family Foundation. We'll get to that momentarily. Charlie, I can't believe, you know, this year it's going to be 26 years. You know, it was 25 years ago, you know, game of the century, 93, South Bend, Indiana. Really, there are certain college games where if you're a college football fan, you remember where you were. I remember where I was. I was at my dad's house in Bloville, New York, getting ready for that game. Game day went on the road for the first time on ESPN. I mean, it was an unbelievable atmosphere in South Bend. Your team was loaded. Derek Brooks, yourself, Warrick Dunn. I mean, that Florida State Notre Dame game.
Unbelievable.
Did you think at the time, I mean, going into the game, you were riding a 16-game winning streak. Notre Dame was riding a 16-game winning streak. Did you realize, I mean, as a young college athlete, when you stepped on the field, did you realize how big of a game that was at the time?
Well, it definitely hyped it up because NBC, you know, it was a game of the century, they were calling it. And so, you know, a lot of people watched it, which was, you know, great for, you know, both teams. And, of course, the game didn't turn out in our favor, but it was a great game to watch. You know, we were down double digits early on and late. And so we were able to rally to give ourselves an opportunity to win the game in the end. And now, we had played in a lot of games very similar to that because we, of course, play every year. We play University of Miami, and those are big games with a lot of athletes on the field. And we played them home and away. So we were accustomed to that type of environment. But one of the things we were, you know, anxious to be a part of was, you know, just the mystique of Notre Dame, because we hadn't played them in quite a while. And, you know, playing in South Bend, you know, just the traditions that they had. So, you know, that was the most intriguing part, I know, as far as for myself going up there. And we were prepared and ready, but we just weren't able to pull it out.
Charlie, let me ask you, man, let's shift over to the NBA real quick. I got to get your thoughts on this. You're rooting for the Knicks to draft the big kid out of Duke, Zion Williamson. What do you think?
Well, I mean, he's a very good basketball player, and wherever he goes, whoever they choose, I'm sure they will pick the right fit for their team. I know they've done some shifting with Porzingis and some other people, but they've got, you know, hopefully they got a point guard that they feel comfortable with, and Dennis Smith Jr. That they can, you know, put their money on, you know, moving forward. He's a young player that's, you know, very good, very dynamic player. So hopefully they can continue to add some younger talent. But more importantly, if they're trying to make a move within the next couple of years, they're going to have some veteran leadership on that team. So I know DeAndre has been playing well from what I've seen. So I'm not sure if he's the veteran, one of the veteran pieces, along with, you know, some other max players that are, I think they're trying to clear out some space for. So hopefully they can get a couple of free agents to buy into, you know, the youth movement to be able to help them move forward. And, you know, Coach Fitz, I know he'll do a great job of coaching, you know, the talent that he has. But just like any coach, you know, you have to work with what you have.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, he can get some veteran guys that he can work with, and they can, you know, get back to where we were 20 years ago, seems like. But it's been a
Charlie,
while.
Charlie, for a Knicks fan, it feels like about 60 years ago. We missed the day. I mean, Charlie, it's been a long 20 years, I'll tell you that, Charlie. Yeah. It feels like it's been like dog years, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. It's been a while.
Charlie, tell us a little bit about what you're doing here, because, I mean, you were one of the great two-sport sports stars, but, I mean, a classy man, great individual. You know, tell us a little bit about your work with your foundation.
Well, we're currently, you know, I'm coaching high school basketball down here in Tallahassee, and I'm just preparing for our team. We play tomorrow, our first playoff game in about 6 years here, and so we have a legit chance, young team, but they're doing great things. My foundation, you know, essentially we're here to help support the local youth groups and just organizations that we've supported over the years. And that's what our foundation does, and currently have a book out called The Athlete that helps support, you know, our philanthropic desires or needs, as far as helping the young people and organizations. And so it's been going well, the book. And I've been doing some speaking as well around the country, sharing my story. But our foundation, you know, is something to be able to help others. That's the main goal. That's something that we've always done, my wife and I, for the past, since we've been married, 23 years ago. We've always been wanting and willing to give back to our communities. And so that's what our family foundation does.
Well, Charlie, it is great work. We enjoyed watching you in the NBA college at Florida State, and continued success and continued great work in your outreach into the community. And good luck in the playoff game tomorrow night, all right?
Thanks, Charlie.
All right, thank you.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.